please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you're a fan of the nanny states, you can turn off the radio right now because this is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. The United States of Health Talk Radio on for the next couple of hours through Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, all over planet Earth through the web and, of course, through our wonderful affiliate base all over the United States. I appreciate you being here. Listen, last week we did a major coverage, a major issue with the cannabis subject. Cannabis cures. We had Danny Penzella on, who's working on a new documentary. This week, we've got an incredible guest. Dr. William Courtney will be joining us this hour in a moment. And he is, the top guy on planet Earth as far as the research, compiling the research on the use of this plant that God gave us for medicinal purposes, nutritional purposes. And I'm very excited to cover this because I was deceived much of my life into, oh my gosh, it's an evil weed. And, of course, the reality was I was not liking it in any way because I don't like smoking anything. And we're going to talk about the ways to use this medicinally via ingestion, via utilizing the oil topically in other ways, in addition to the fact that, are we going to come out of our economic slump? Could cannabis be one way to do so? Or you could listen to the Obama administration that claims that the drones are going to get us out of our mess. The drones are going to be the solving of our economic crisis. Bizarre stuff. Check it all out online at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. But first and foremost, as we ramp up awareness on things that are genuinely needing awareness, not the pink ribbon awareness campaign for breast cancer. Do we need an awareness for breast cancer? Especially since those pink ribbons will not find one cure or one true preventive technique for breast cancer. But we've got a whole society or culture that has devolved into the belief that radiation, chemotherapy, maybe even surgery are the only ways you can intervene to reverse cancer. Yet, because so many of you are waking up to the reality that chemotherapy does not cure cancer. Chemotherapy is not therapeutic. It's toxic. You can call it chemotoxicity. Chemotoxicity treatments would be a more accurate name. Since you're all waking up to the reality here, they're backing off. But how are they backing off on the claims of chemo? They're like, whoa, wait a second. Maybe cancer patients misunderstood the goal of chemo. Have you heard about this? The doctors are like backpedaling now on chemotherapy as a cure for cancer. They say, whoa, we didn't claim it was a cure for cancer, did we? Did we insinuate that? I'm so sorry. That's not what we meant. I'm not kidding you. Linked in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, cancer patients may misunderstand goal of chemo. So it's your fault. It's not their fault for lying to you about chemo. Lying to your relatives, your family, your neighbors, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your grandma, your grandpa, wanting to treat children with this stuff. I quote from the article, when doctors recommend chemotherapy to people with incurable cancer, many of those patients may not understand that the treatment won't save their lives. Well, that could be a moment of duh, or should be. Should be. But now they're saying, well, no, we really never meant it was a cure. Cancer chemotherapy, different goals. Different goals. Sometimes we say it's a cure, right? Come on. Don't they all the time say it's your only hope? If you don't do this, you're going to die. a horrible death. If you don't do this, you're being irresponsible. You're a criminal. Or the person who would dare give you something other than chemotherapy is a criminal. Chemo, they say now, can be non-curative. They admit this. Chemotherapy, non-curative. For some patients, chemotherapy can control the growth of cancer for a while and prolong their lives. That's what they're saying here. But at what cost? Quality of life? In the toilet. Or worse. Other times, it's palliative, intended to ease some of the symptoms of a patient's cancer. Bull snot. Bull snot. Chemotherapy does not ease symptoms. It increases and exacerbates the symptoms and makes them 10 times worse. At least they admit no hope of improving survival by utilizing this. 125 cancer patients surveyed at a large Boston hospital. One quarter, 25% misunderstood the goal of chemo. The goal of chemo, this was reported in the journal Cancer, the goal of chemo is to part you from your money. It's to part you from your money so that you become bankrupt and nothing is left to pass on to your children when they kill you with oncology. Kindness? No, it is not kind. It's not true. It's not necessary. But they thought, well, this non-curative chemo was supposed to cure me. No, it wasn't. But I'm sorry, you didn't understand. It's your fault. We tried to communicate. Oh, what's that? You don't speak English? Well, we'll say it slower. This chemotherapy will not cure you. Still don't understand me? Well, it's your fault. It's your fault. This is disgusting, especially at a time when you realize, one day you wake up and realize, oh my gosh, the government's lied to me. It's in bed with the global pharmaceutical industrial complex. It is banning plant medicinals. It will allow you the market for dietary supplements like selenium. They won't be allowed to tell you, even with all the preponderance of scientific evidence in every peer-reviewed journal you can find, prevention, cures, treatment of cancer. The fact that cannabis doesn't need to be smoked can be ingested orally, and we can see dramatic cures for many diseases, much less reduction in pain associated with cancer and any other, just about all other pains as well, because of the cannabinoid, what do we say that? Cannabinoid receptors? That's why we're going to be going to one of the top researchers on planet Earth. He's pulling all this science together for us, Dr. William Courtney. You let me know when Dr. Courtney's on the line there, will you, Tom? We have got an incredible, incredible thing that we've got, a number of things that we need to release. What about responsibility? Where is vitamin R, right? Responsibility here. Who's responsible for you making choices about the food you put into your body? Yeah, there's a lot of complaints now about what? The Center for Science and the Public Interest. They're talking about soda, Coca-Cola. They made a funny video that kind of disputes the airy-fairy, happy-wappy polar bears drinking Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola is not pleased. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Center for Science and the Public Interest because they often are against all kinds of freedom as well. And this show, if you haven't figured it out here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, is about freedom. It's about health freedom as a fundamental starting point, because without that, you are a medical or pharmaceutical slave. Because, as I said, the drug industry has bought favor, curried favor, and been granted monopoly status to eliminate and ban all competition to its petrochemical patented medicines. And even the next phase, as we wake up and recognize the brilliance, the beauty, the majesty of the cannabis plant, how long will it be before they say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, we goofed on that. It's legal now. But only with a doctor's prescription. You can have this patented synthetic variety, which does nothing except create other side effects, as all patent medicines do, because they're isolated, synthesized, and they create toxic imbalances in the body. So we're going to go back to food as medicine and medicine as food with cannabis, with this top flight researcher on planet Earth here. I'm excited to bring him up, Dr. William Courtney. Extensive medical education began with a Bachelor of Science in Microbiology from the University of Michigan. He got a Doctor of Medicine from Wayne State. It goes on and on. This guy, number one on planet Earth in my book, on cannabis, medicinal use, nutritional use. And he's with us now. Dr. William Courtney, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Honored to have you on board. Last week we covered this without you as best we could. But there is so much misinformation around this planet, on this cannabis plant, and particularly here in America. We are so frightened of nature that we would allow the government to ban something as brilliant as this.
Yeah, you don't really want to speculate on the causes of all that. What we most need to do is to clarify the science, ask for reliance upon science in decision making, and move to identify cannabis as a vegetable, which is what it has been for 34 million years, a dietary essential, and restore it to a class that really cannot be approached or controlled. And so the dietary is a very, very important element in its classification to allow unfettered access.
Yeah, as far as I know, the FDA has not been allowed to ban a vegetable. So how do we classify cannabis as a vegetable?
That's we'll be testifying before the European Union Parliament next week and asking that that panel that has been convened there to be moved to the World Health Organization, where a resolution is on its table to re-examine cannabis from the Convention on Narcotic Drugs, which in 1961 created the authority that the Controlled Substances Act then put in place for the current disaster that we have in terms of access and use. But so right. We need to really correct this misinformation.
We do. Dr. Courtney, stand by. We got to take a break. We've got Dr. Courtney on this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. CannabisInternational.org. Tell your friends all over the planet, and we can change the tide and make lawful that which is rightfully lawful and accessible to you. Cannabis as a vegetable and a healing agent. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrats, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com. you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking this hour with Dr. William Courtney. Check it out, cannabisinternational.org, cannabisinternational.org. And we are talking about cannabis as a vegetable, as a food. Let your food be your medicine. Let your medicine be your food. How did we ever get to the point where the government could ban a plant? And we're counteracting it here with all the science that we can throw at it with Dr. Courtney. He's going to be testifying in Europe next week about this issue and how this can impact here the freedom to utilize this medicine, this plant, at home here in America. Dr. Courtney, appreciate all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, if we're to look at the receptor sites, the science that is there, that maybe we didn't have the peer-reviewed published literature to confirm this, and people said, oh, it's just a pipe dream, you're just wanting this cannabis plant. You've actually gone to the point where you've got so much science that's literally overwhelming the naysayers.
The science, the intellectual property, the number of patents issued, like it's probably well over 150 at this point, probably 10,000 articles just on CBD, cannabidiol, and the new shift over to the cannabinoid acids, which are really the domain of the raw plant. And then once the plant is processed, which is the goal of people that want to capitalize and make a lot of profit on the plant because they need a marketable form, as soon as humans get involved, the plant begins to break down, change shapes, and a lot of its efficacy is lost. So the plant, after 34 million years, was a leafy green raw vegetable, and when used in that form, is at its peak in terms of all the synergy available in the chemistry of that plant.
Are we talking about eating the leaves like a dandelion salad, or beyond that, even into the buds, the flowers, that we put it in a raw kind of form for ingestion?
We start out initially with dried leaf, and then we realized that we were losing a lot of the small aromatic compounds, which provide the aroma of cannabis, and so we moved to fresh leaf. And then because of the volume, we started out juicing it for quite a while, and now we have strains that are very high in some of the very interesting molecules that they don't get you high, so they had been excluded through, you know, selective hybridization and breeding. So we now have plants that are providing, you know, 15 to 20% CBD acid, which we know is 300 to 400% more effective than CBD, which has been, like I said, the object of thousands of papers. And the CBD acid really, you know, a sad part is that it's a very delicate molecule, breaks down at room temperature when you dry it, and then is completely destroyed with heat. So cannabis is the poster child of raw food because of the delicate nature of these cannabinoid acids, which are the predominant molecules presented in the plant when it's living and eaten as a raw vegetable.
Dr. Courtney, for those of our listeners that are still skeptical about this, oh, you guys just want to get high off of this stuff. I mean, when you talk about the route of ingestion here, we're not talking about altering through some psychoactive interactive properties at this point.
Yeah, the psychoactivity is created by human interaction, and we take the plant, heat it, chemically change THC acid, break it down to form THC, which is the psychoactive component. If you don't heat the plant, you can eat an enormous bowl of mature buds or flowers, and you will not have any psychoactive effect. You have to chemically alter the plant, and so THC really is a synthetic molecule in effect because the amount of THC in a mature flower is not physiologically active, which means you can eat that mature flower and there is not a sufficient amount to stimulate the CB1 receptor, which produces the psychoactive effect. So psychoactivity is a human byproduct of when we act on the plant and chemically alter it. So if you go back to the raw plant, it's not psychoactive, and the psychoactivity, one of its big problems, it's so potent, it restricts the amount that one will voluntarily use, because if you eat too much of something that has THC, you become toxic, a very, very unpleasant feeling. And we recognize that the dose that it's pretty, as recognized in the literature, is approximately 5 milligrams per kilogram body weight, which means, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600 milligrams a day is what you need, where a brownie or a joint provides you 10 of THC, which, because it's so unpleasant to eat two or three brownies, you restrict your intake to 10 milligrams of THC and 10 milligrams of whatever else may be coming in if that particular plant is a one-to-one plant, which means you get 10 milligrams of CBD, 10 milligrams of THC. But if the FDA dose as an investigative new drug was 600 milligrams, 10 means you're 590 milligrams short of an adequate dose. So it really drastically restricts the benefit of the plant because of the potency and then the psychotoxicity that occurs if you, you know, if you move up to 20 to 30 milligrams, you know, you only do that, you know, a couple, once or twice in your life because it's so unpleasant. And then you are very protective right. of not overdosing.
Yeah, Dr. Courtney, I covered this last week as the reason why in the homeopathic Materia Medica, cannabis is such an indicated remedy, for instance, for nausea, for that sick feeling. Because if you overdose on the plant itself, you will have that body reaction, and therefore it counteracts it in its homeopathic form. That explains it. Now, if we talk about the receptor site issue, one of the biggest issues here in America is the corruption of synthetic drugs and the abuse of them for pain receptor sites. Opioid receptors as such is the only way to manage pain. And now we're dealing with drug and pill mills and a lot of criminality and addiction. How does cannabis play itself out from an ingestible oil or a topical oil perspective in dealing with pain management and reduction?
If the preparation is not heated, so a cold extraction, which means that you keep the THC acid in that non-psychoactive form, that allows your dose to increase above that 10 milligram THC limitation, and then you can get up to hundreds of milligrams where it becomes very effective as an antioxidant. It'll decrease inflammation, it'll decrease swelling, which is the source of the pain. So it becomes much more therapeutic because your dose can be raised to a point where it's more reasonable. It's just, you have to continuously focus on the fact that dose for THC is 10, the dose for THCA, 300 to 1,000. So there are very different ways of using the plant, and if there is no THC, the dose can rise up, becomes very effective as an antioxidant. The federal patent held by the Department of Health and Human Services, probably one of the single most important documents in this whole field. You can download a copy if you go to the patents page at Cannabis International, is to be read and reread and reread and reread until nearly memorized, because it explains why it's a neuroprotectant, why it's an antioxidant, how that works, what oxidative associated diseases are, which ranges from Down syndrome and cancer to autoimmune disorders, heart attacks and strokes, and the incredible breadth of application. And the big part of that patent is recognizing that it's the lack of psychoactivity that allows the dose to rise up to an effective level. So you leave that 10 milligram restriction and you get up to, you know, 500, 1,000 or more, depending on the particular condition and what you're trying to accomplish with it. So that patent is an incredible source of information and education, and bizarrely is held by the United States. Which,
isn't that,
you know,
weird? Yeah. Dr. Courtney, and briefly, we're almost on a break again, but do you foresee a time where they finally open the floodgates, but then the U.S. tries to control it through this patent so it's not freely available as a food?
When you move to a food, it kind of pulls it away. If you're going to take the plant and isolate the CBD molecule and incorporate right. it into a patented product, then they're going to say, okay, we want some, you know, interest in that. But it's my belief, and I hold a lot of patents in different area, but that if you're eating this plant as
hold
a raw
on, stand
vegetable,
by. We're up against a hard break. Dr. Courtney, cannabis cures, we've got them coming your way this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give us a call, 800-259-5791.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have a question or comment this hour for Dr. William Courtney on cannabis, the science behind it, you can always go further at cannabisinternational.org, including the U.S. patent that's held on it. You will be blown away with the science that your government knows about this plant, ancient plant, learning more and more about the legitimacy of it as a food source. But yet again, we're a species on planet Earth that is so insane that we would spray toxic GMO pesticides on something that can heal our liver, right? The dandelion, for instance. So why not the cannabis? Raw, real, eat it. Why would we? Why would we not? That's what we're learning today with Dr. William Courtney. Again, cannabisinternational.org. He's going to be heading over to Europe. We'll talk about how we can help him out in getting the word out and making a transformation, because the life you save, quite honestly, could be your own or a family member. The pain you could reduce could be that of many people that are suffering right now, and you realize the dangerous, dangerous toxicity and addictive nature of these opioid drugs that are synthesized and patented. Liver killers, they are, but not this cannabis. Dr. William Courtney, welcome back. Glad to have you on board today.
Nice to be here.
So where are we going? I mean, we've got, you also acknowledge off the air, we were talking, that you were a skeptic on all of this too. You looked at marijuana as the devil weed or something like that, like we were all programmed to believe.
Well, not so much devil weed. I just recognized it as a recreational drug, and a fellow that I went to medical school with asked if I would write him an approval, and I refused because I thought, you know, if you want to smoke, fine. If you want to grow, fine. I just don't want to be in the middle of a recreational legal problem. But his interest drove me to look at O'Shaughnessy's. He's the fellow that brought cannabis from India to England in the 1840s and 50s and introduced it to Western medicine, and thus the 42 pages of cannabinoid products in the 1917 Pharmacopeia, when it was suddenly renamed marijuana and made illegal without even consulting with the medical profession. And now we're in the process of recovering rightful access to this plant whose strong stroke is prevention, and prevent insulin-dependent diabetes by 58% in mouse model, tile for coronary artery on a mouse, and it reduces the size of the heart attack by 66%. You take those two illnesses and you look at their annual cost, and they're comparable to the entire military budget. We're talking $600-800 billion, $400 billion just for cardiovascular disease. And if you can reduce the size of the heart attack by allowing the injured tissue to recover, and this is in a plant that, if you look at the reperfusion injury in the federal patent, this is exactly what cannabis does, is it allows damaged heart tissue, rather than to die, to recover, and limits that process and would have enormous ramifications for the cost of cardiovascular disease. And the whole world is in the position at this point to need, trying to deal with this economy thing. Disease prevention will go a long ways to allowing us to keep our libraries open and preserve education in a time when so many things are being cut. And if we could shift needless illness costs to education, it would be a very important thing for the preservation of society as we know it.
Sure. Well, Dr. Cordy, you had to have been disillusioned at this point to see that a lot of science is now not for the pursuit of facts, but literally to pursue a certain economic agenda, sometimes to sinister impact, because it denies people legitimate natural medicines and foods.
Yeah, horrifying, but then you look back at, what is the size of the pharmaceutical corporation or the whole block? Is it equal to the Forbes 500 as has been alleged on some sites? We know it's very, very large, and anyone that has a lot of control and power wants to preserve that and tend to do whatever is necessary so that they don't become, a victim of progress. And so you're up against a very massive trans-global group that really likes chemotherapies and likes interventions. And when you start talking about prevention, that will not be we're not going to be allowed to go there easily.
Not yet. They're not profitable for those that want to keep us restricted to that. Listen, we got a call on the line we're going to get to next segment. I also want to ask Dr. Cordy more about the pain neurological receptor sites and how cannabis can help from an ingestion perspective as well. Look forward to being on more with Dr. Cordy on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Belcher. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
We're back. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. Links to it all. The science of cannabis this hour. Dr. William Courtney is on the line with us. Check it out, CannabisInternational.org. And we were talking on the break, Dr. Courtney, about this so-called GPR55 receptor sites, orphan receptors, because they couldn't find any reason for them. You're telling me now that they're in the cell nucleus, the mitochondria, all the organelles. What does this GPR55 do? Does it relate to the pain issue I was talking about, or what else?
It looks like it is a whole new level of physiology called intracrine. So it's for intracellular crine for regulation. So we've heard of the endocrine system. We know of paracrine, autocrine. Well, intracrine is at the level of coordinating the production of ATP, the chemical battery that drives the cell's functions, the nuclear membrane, which is involved in the life of the cell. These cannabinoids can be involved in apoptosis, which ruptures the nuclear membrane and kills the cell, can cause the cell to divide and multiply, or can regulate its output, and then the endoplasmic reticulum, where the energy is taken to synthesize fats and proteins and hormones. So the cannabinoid acids, which are alone effective at that receptor, and if you take those acids and bake them, saute them, smoke them, vaporize them, they turn them into neutrals, which no longer act at that receptor. So when you heat the plant, you walk away from interfacing with 50 to 70 trillion cells in the body, and the main function is a modulation of some sort. It's a totally brand new system, to me, like a couple of months old, but in other aspects, it provides feedback for up and down regulation, and so it's likely to unfold that it's coordinating that enough energy is being produced to meet the synthetic functions. And so it just helps the cell maintain homeostasis. And I've recently begun calling cannabis a homeostatin, a substance that helps maintain homeostasis by interfacing with this cannabinoid system who is embedded at a subcellular level. So it doesn't matter if the cell is remodeling bone, if it's firing neurons, if it's contracting intestine, if it's secreting, is absorbing, producing acid, whatever that particular cell's little narrow window of function is, it has to be accomplished through these organelles whose function is optimized and through the cannabinoids.
This is seriously reaching a whole other level of understanding of cellular function, biology, all of the pathways that we're discovering now. I'm excited. It's beyond belief here. We have a caller coming on right now, my dear friend Stuart Tomp. He's a national educator for Nordic Naturals. He got through on the lines today, 800-259-5791. Stuart, you're on with Dr. William Courtney.
Hello, Doctor. Hello, Robert. How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Doing well.
Wonderful. Really enjoying the conversation. Doctor, I have a question for you. I'm curious, has there been any research on hyperactive endocannabinoid tone? We are aware of the fact that if people are eating way, way, way too much omega-6 and too much arachidonic acid, that could be stimulating hyperactive endocannabinoid tone, leading to sort of insatiable appetite and the munchies. What's the risk of somebody? I'm fascinated with these this conversation you're having today. But is there any possible risk with using cannabis as a medicine in somebody that has high levels of omega-6 and arachidonic acid and causing hyperactive endocannabinoid tone? I'll get off the air and listen to your answer. Okay.
Thanks, Stuart.
So we understand that the endocannabinoid system has proteins that are involved in the synthesis, importation, degradation of the endogenous cannabinoids. And anytime you have proteins, you're going to have a single amino acid substitution, a genetic issue. And we've isolated the amino acid sequence for the CB1 and CB2 receptors and have identified which amino acids are critical to function and those that have been replaced by genetic manipulations or, a mutation. And so we have genetic conditions leading to medical conditions related to alterations of those proteins, which would be expected, and we're now are becoming clear. So you could have excesses or deficiencies. There's a number of papers on endocannabinoid deficiency syndromes. And comparably, you could have an overproduction. And what we're hoping to do with the exogenous or phytocannabinoids is to come in and complement the system in providing feedback. And so what regulates the regulatory system is a very, very powerful question, and one that speculation is would be the probably most accurate assessment of it. At this point, we haven't even identified the various elements. Another 9 cannabinoids were identified in 2009, which provide very potent antimicrobial support of a very potent antioxidant like these cannabinoids, and that what these antibiotics do is protect us against the intracellular pathogens like Leishmania, Legionnaires, tuberculosis, organisms that hide from the immune system inside the cell. And then when you take eat daily a vegetable like cannabis with its very potent antioxidant, it would neutralize the superoxides produced by the white blood cells, whose job it is to destroy.
Not to be too scientific sounding, but dude, everybody out there listening, we're getting some high level science here on the cannabis issue. The website to check it out, cannabisinternational.org. It's linked up through the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We got a call from Danny, our guest last week. We're going to take that next with Dr. Courtney right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Many stories we have yet to get to, but this is such a fascinating discussion we're having with Dr. William Courtney. I may be forced, in a good way, because I choose to, hold him over at the top of the news hour if he's available, and he may be, because we're getting into some science with cannabis now. Now, Stuart, my friend, asked a very detailed question related to the omega-6 excess in Americans in the West. How do we play out? Because a big part of the benefit, I believe, of cannabis, Dr. Courtney, is the omega-3 and different fatty acid profiles and how these things are benefiting people that are wholly deficient.
Yes. And what's interesting about cannabis is the 3-to-5-to-1 ratio of the omega-6s to the omega-3s, which if you had a raw food excellent diet, that's the perfect ratio that the body needs them in. Any ratio other than that in a good diet, and the fatty acids cannot function essentially. They turn into a source of energy, and then they're just combusted as any other fat would be. So the plant itself, in addition, has a couple of other fatty acids that are unique to the plant that kind of support areas where we may be able to synthesize but not keep up to demand. So it is an excellent source of fatty acids, and in fact, in my mind, is a subset of the essential fatty acids. The cannabinoids do arise from the arachidonic acid, and so the plant really, whether including the nut, the milk from the nut, as well as the leaf and flower, really is a complete food source that belongs in the diet on a daily basis.
So we're not seeing, from the standpoint of dietary ingestion, the same context that Stuart mentioned, that people will make jokes about. If you smoke weed, you'll have the munchies, you can't stop eating. It stimulates appetite in those that need it. Are we going to see people that won't be able to stop eating once they eat this?
Not at all. And in fact, CBD is an appetite suppressant. We have some strains in California that originated in Barcelona that run up to 22% CBD acid to 1% THC acid. Important to know that the acids are not the neutrals, and there's THC that's associated with appetite stimulation, not the THC mm-hmm. acid. So you could even eat green crack, and there is no psychoactive, and there is no driving of the appetite stimulation.
Fascinating. Listen, let's go to a call here. Danny Panzella, my guest from last week, working on a brilliant new documentary film on this subject. You are on with Dr. William Courtney.
Hey, Robert. Doctor, I just want to start off by thanking you for your research and your passion that I can see on this issue. This first came to my attention. I read an article that was written about your wife and her health problems. It was in High Times magazine, and a light went off in my head. I'm an activist. I'm a libertarian activist, a 9/11 activist, and the Fed activist, and I've never been active on the marijuana issue. But I, you know, like most Americans, you know, I think the polling numbers are about 70% at this point say that, yeah, we should legalize marijuana, you know, certainly for medical purposes. And, you know, I of course, agreed with that. But people are just not active enough about the issue, which is why I got so excited about cannabis as a vegetable from your research and said, we need to get this information out to the general public. They need to understand the health benefits of consuming raw cannabis, because that will hopefully catalyze a movement. It will strengthen the legalization movement and get people really behind it. Because most people, I think, just kind of sit back and they think, all right, well, cannabis is cool for people who have cancer or who need to manage pain. They're going to smoke it and they're going to feel a little bit better. But, you know, I don't need cannabis in my life. I don't have cancer. I'm not sick. But if they really understood the amazing nutritional benefits that you've been trying to, your research has been exposing, that I think that they would really get behind it. And that's really why the reason why I decided to make this film. And, you know, I'd be really excited if you'd grant me an interview. I'd love to have you, you know, break this down in further detail.
I'd love to participate. And if you go to YouTube, Dr. Courtney and Leaf, there was a documentary from several years past with a child who had gone through the full battery of Western medicine, you know, 39 hours of brain surgery, chemotherapy 10 times lethal, bone marrow transplants, 42 days of radiation, and then sent home on more or less morphine and oxygen on hospice, who at that point, under the direction of her pediatrician, began raw cannabis. The child now is 2 years out, 4 MRIs, tumor's gone, scar tissue has been reabsorbed several years before it was anticipated. And that was kind of where we were years ago. And now I have an 8-month-old child who his father had the strength to say no to chemo, had the strength to say no to chemo and radiation, finally found a third opinion which said, okay, this is a massive inoperable tumor, but let's make sure it's growing. And then the father turned to cannabinoids on the pacifier, and this baby was using cannabinoid concentrates twice a day, 50% reabsorption at 5 months. By 8 months, 90% of the tumor had disappeared, allowing this child to avoid the type of chemotherapy with its downstream consequences for, you know, creating cancers 8 years later. I mean, I don't know if I have that father's strength. I wish I would like to imagine that I did. But if my child was on the line, and I have another patient who the surgeon said, we've taken out your right lung, and we now have found cancer, or we've taken out the left, we found cancer in the right. We need to remove part of the right lobe. And that person said, no, I'm going to do alternative. And the surgeon said, you have 2 weeks to get that out of there. You go to California and you play around with a bunch of dope, you know, you're writing your own death sentence. And to stand up to that type of pressure, that patient went ahead and used cannabis, and they came back, and, well, there's no new metastasis. It's not growing. It's stabilized. It's like it's so hard to say no when you have an expert saying you must do this or you are going to die soon. It takes, you know, those are the heroes of this movement, because they will take that risk and then save their child from chemo and radiation, which makes cannabis really a frontline treatment. Prevention, obviously, yes. We could get this to the kids so they don't develop the tumors, then you don't have to face those decisions. That's where cannabis as a dietary essential comes in. It's, you know, it's the single most important thing you put in your mouth after water.
This is no small statement to be coming from Dr. William Courtney. Check out all the research online. Dr. Courtney, can you stick around for a few more minutes after the news?
I can.
All right, we're going to continue this, extend this topic. We've got so many calls, I don't know how many I could fit in, but if you're on the line, hold on. We'll get to you. Thank you, Danny Penzella. Thank you, Stuart Tonk. Appreciate everybody participating today on the United States of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com. Also, next hour, why are more children than ever having strokes? I will explain it. I will explain how to prevent it and how to rebuild afterwards. Only on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.